People in Seattle are familiar with the H-1B visa program that brings high-tech employees from abroad. But another, more obscure foreign worker program has turned up a lot of controversy in the state recently. KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross examines why farms say they need to bring in temporary agricultural workers and why that's contentious.
A few weeks ago, Steve Sakuma led a few reporters on a tour of his family's berry farm in Burlington, north of Seattle. Rows and rows of berry plants stretch out in the distance, and Sakuma points out the buildings where his employees process them.
This is our individual quick freeze building here, and our headquarters are back over there, and our cold storage facilities are over there. And we have more.
His father started the farm in Skagit County in 1935 and managed to hold on to it through the help of a family friend, even though much of the Sakuma family was sent to Japanese internment camps during World War II. After they returned, they gradually were able to buy more acreage.
Over time, it just grew and grew and grew as our family grew.
Every year they face uncertainties. The weather, the price they can get for their produce, their ability to find the right number of workers. But last year, harvest was tumultuous because many of their workers revolted. TV crews descended, including this one from King 5.
Today, 200 of these berry pickers are on strike at Sakuma Brothers Farms. They get paid for the amount of fruit they pick, which they say
works out to about $350. The mostly indigenous Mexican workers from Oaxaca went on strike to protest their pay and the firing of a couple of employees who had spoken out. Around the same time, the Sakumas brought in about 70 Mexican guest workers under the H-2A program. That's a federal system run by the Department of Labor. It allows farms to bring foreign workers here temporarily and legally if they can prove they're facing a labor shortage. Steve Sakuma says they turned to the program because they didn't have enough people to pick all their berries in 2012.
That caused us to look at the H-2A program because it was the only program that the only tool out there that would provide us the opportunity to have some level of control of inputs to have the right labor force required when we needed it.
Then this year, the farm applied for a lot more guest workers, but the Sakumas landed in hot water and a lawsuit because they told a number of strikers from last year that they wouldn't be hired this year. So the farm has now reversed course. They say they're not going to hire H-2A workers this year and will just hire locally. But use of the program has surged across the state.
We last had serious labor shortages in 2006, and I'm predicting we're going to have labor shortages again in this year.
Dan Fazio is with the Washington Farm Labor Association. That's a nonprofit group that manages H-2A applications for many farms in the state. He says there are a lot of reasons why farms lately have had a tough time finding people, including tightening of the U.S.-Mexico border.
The border is closing is one of them. There are less workers. The workers are aging and, you know, no longer willing to do that. And, of course, the primary driver is people don't want to do seasonal work.
I'm hearing that the growers say that it's that they can't recruit.
Nina Martinez is one of the people who's not convinced there's a labor shortage. She's with the worker advocacy group Latino Civic Alliance.
And then we hear from the farm workers directly from themselves. It's not true that they are showing up to these farms and wanting to apply and work.
Fazio points to state surveys that show farmers haven't been able to find all the workers they need. Martinez says, if there's so much demand, why haven't wages risen? The reason why this is important is that farm workers who are already here have little chance of agitating for better conditions if they can be easily replaced. Cindy Hahamovich of the College of William and Mary says farmers have long advocated for guest worker programs, even though they're bureaucratic and can be expensive.
You can request a certain number of workers. They're supposed to arrive when you need them. They go away when you don't want them anymore. It makes perfect sense that this would be a desirable program. And if you're faced with a farm labor union that is stirring things up, then there's even more incentive.
Here in Washington in recent years, some domestic fruit pickers have been fighting in court, saying they were denied work because farms hired H-2A workers instead, even though they're supposed to hire domestic workers first. Apple pickers in Yakima Valley successfully sued, saying they lost out on work because two farms hired H-2A workers from Thailand. Joe Morrison, their attorney, says what's more, the company that brought the Thai workers here illegally charged them $10,000 to $12,000 apiece to get those jobs.
It's really essentially bringing in indentured servants to this country, and that was the
one of the most extreme cases we had ever seen. And so that is the height of abuse.
Dan Fazio of the Washington Farm Labor Association defends the H-2A program, saying it's good for farmers and workers. Farmers get a legal, stable source of labor, and workers can make a lot more money than they do at home. You'll likely hear more about the H-2A issue if and when Congress moves ahead with immigration reform. Farmers want it to be streamlined and easier to use. Worker advocates want it more closely monitored. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.